Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts online here and prayers, and we lift up prayers and we think about all kind of things. You know, January the 6th, which is Epiphany, and this coming Sunday in church is the Epiphany Sunday, because Epiphany comes on the 6th, and of course, the January the 9th is Sunday, so we have Epiphany Sunday. But I was thinking, because Epiphany is a very special time in my life and in the world. Epiphany is when Jesus Christ was revealed to the world in his baptism, and the dove came down and landed upon him, and God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So the world had an epiphany. The world saw Jesus Christ, God manifested in the flesh, come into this world. And it's just like the word says, it's one of them aha moments. Well, January the 6th, 1996, is when Judy and I were married. And we chose the day for Epiphany for a couple reasons. And I thought, well, you know, being a preacher and everything, following the church calendar, there's no way that I could ever forget our wedding anniversary. So I thought that was pretty cool. So we were married on January the 6th, which is Epiphany. But it's more important than just the date on the church calendar, because if you remember any of my story that I've told probably 100 times, most people get tired of hearing it, how Judy and I met. But it was an epiphany for me. I had a lady in my home church after my wife Bonnie died that told me not to worry about the woman that God had for me for the rest of my life. She would be in the church where he would put me. Now, her name was Cheryl, and I said, "Cheryl, I don't know if I'm even going to continue on with this track or not," because I was in the early stages of candidacy when Bonnie died. But Cheryl was a real neat lady in our church, because she cut hair as a hobby. She had five kids, and she loved to cut hair, so she would cut some of our men and women in the church when we go to her house for Bible study. So, and she was also a very talented lady with the keyboard and singing and different things. And we would go to Brevard County Jail to do worship services. And, of course, she played the keyboard and sang and all that. So when she told me that, I simply said, "Well, okay, Cheryl, if that's the case, then she's got to be pretty like you. She's got to be able to cut hair, and she's got to be able to sing." Well, I thought, well, maybe I get an epiphany. Didn't think no more about it. And then not too long after that, the district superintendent called me to talk to me about an appointment, which was at Wasissa, which was my first appointment. And so I went to Wasissa Church, and the first Sunday that I was there to work with the pastor that was I was following, he was retiring, and this woman came into the office, and she was just stunning, and she caught my eye, and she introduced herself, and I said to the pastor, "Is she married?" "No, she's not married." I said, "Oh, okay." Well, we went out on the platform and to do the children's message, which is what I was going to do that day, and the choir got up and started to sing, and I heard this voice, and I looked over, and it was the same woman that I saw in the office, and her voice was like, woo, soprano voice, which my wife Bonnie had too. And I didn't think no more about it. But later on, as time went on and we got to know each other a little bit more, I said to her one day, I said, Bill said there's somebody in the church that cuts hair. Do you know who it is?" "Aha." She said, "It's me." There was my epiphany. And so we dated for 6 months or so, and her pastor, which Richard Jones, which some of you knew, that went home to be with the Lord this past Christmas, not this one, but one before, came back from annual conference after he met me for the first time and told her that he was going to do a wedding ceremony with her in about 6 months. She said, "Oh, no, not this chick." Well, long story short, we were married January the 6th, 1996, at the Wasissa United Methodist Church. So Epiphany becomes more than just a day on the church calendar, although it's important because that's when Jesus was revealed to the world, and the world had an epiphany, and I had an epiphany when I met my wife. So just wanted to share that with you. It's just a special day in my life, and I hope and pray you got special days in your life. And I was thinking, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, Paul said that our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we are in the world, not of the world, as Jesus talked about, and Paul used his citizenship to help him because he was a Roman citizen. So when he started out on his ministry, every once in a while when he was getting in trouble with Rome, he would remind them, I am a child of God, yes, but more importantly, I am a Roman citizen. And they left him alone. Well, the Apostle Paul lived an exemplary life. He had a lot of challenges and so forth, and he, with the Philippian believers, when he wrote Philippians, he used that model of living, the life, as a believer in Jesus Christ. And they were following Paul's mindset at Philippi, and he dared to ask the believers to follow his example because he himself followed the example of Christ. Now, Paul's mindset and action were that of Jesus, self-denial, unquestioning obedience, and all of that neat stuff. So I was just thinking about Epiphany in this past, we were in the 12 days of Christmas. Epiphany's on the 6th, and if you remember all of that. And I was thinking, you know, now, here we are, a few days later, a week later, whatever, we're only one day closer to Christmas. Okay, preacher, now you're crazy. What do you mean one day closer to Christmas? Christmas was December, and we're in January, and how can be one more day closer to Christmas? Well, the reality is that our citizenship is in heaven, and that changes everything, for we hope in how we live. So the hope is fortified by the knowledge that every passing day, indeed one day closer to Jesus' return. That's what Christmas was all about. And we think, well, maybe Christmas is over. But the aftermath of Christmas can feel dreary sometimes. Presents maybe had been opened. The tree lights got to come down. I was went to Stone Store up in Thomasville the other day, and they were taking down all the Christmas decorations. And I said, well, Christmas must be over. Yep, it's over. We're putting it away. We're putting all the Christmas stuff away. And then we realize that the calendar says we're always one day closer to next Christmas. So we're on the calendar. We're going up and all of that. But I think the most important thing is the temporary celebration of Christmas. It's a spiritual reality behind it. It's like the Epiphany I was talking about. The salvation that Jesus brought into our world and the hope for his return. We always thinking about Advent and the Advent wreath and all that. And that's all well and good because then that takes us up to Christmas. But we are now always in a state of Advent waiting for his return. His second coming is very important. So we need to be about watching and waiting and longing for Christ's second coming. It's a lifestyle that we have to do, and as we eagerly await for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we come to realize that there's things in this world and things in this life that, we need to pay more attention to, and especially our salvation and our relationship with the Lord, because it is a relationship. You know, we think about a faith relationship, and we think, well, how can we have a relationship with the Lord? Very easy. You just ask him. You know, maybe in school or something like that, and you had a person you wanted to be a friend with, so you went up and you said, I'd like to be your friend. And they might say, okay. Or they might say, no, I don't like you. I want not parts of you. But when you ask Jesus to be your friend, he says, oh, yes, I would love to come and live in your heart. So, as we celebrate Christmas, and now that we're in January, we're one day closer to Christmas always. So the So, Father, we thank and praise you that the hope that we have in you and the hope in your return, we thank you for that, Lord. Because when lesser hopes compete for our heart and our affection and our attention, we ask that you help me to lift our eyes upon you. What a wonderful thing to know that we can have a relationship with God the Father through God the Son. And then God the Son went home to be with the Lord, and then he sent the Holy Spirit. Wow, what a wonderful joy. Well, we have a lot of things going on in the church. We have some prayer requests. Nan Lindsay, which lives across the street, she has Parkinson's disease, but thank God she's been coming to church the last couple of weeks, but we want to continue to lift her up in a special prayer. And then all of our prayers that are listed on the prayer list. You know, we'd love to hear from you. If you have something special you'd like us to pray for, intercessory prayer is always important. Even though we can pray ourselves, we need to learn to pray for ourselves. But it's good praying for other people too. But I was talking about that relationship with the Lord. That's one of them that you can do, and you can pray. So let us know if there's anything particular that you'd like us to pray for. So send Phil a note, send me a note, call, text, whatever. But Father, we thank and praise you for the opportunity to pray for one another and also the opportunity to pray for ourselves. And we thank you very much for the prayer that you taught to your disciples as we pray that prayer together in closing. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And thank you for letting me come and share and babble a little bit. And we thank you for that, and just want to reach out with the love of God, and that's what we all should do. So hope and pray you're having a good day, a good week coming, and keep in touch. God loves you, and so do we.